from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Proves that we've lowered the bar.
You can't say second weekend with a straight face right now, bro, because it's like...
Right,
you know,
no, you can't. That's why we've lowered the bar.
It's ridiculous. But that is, like, people, this is what people always, like, this is what I always go back to. People like, it's a brand new roster, and it's this, that, the other, and it's all these, and I'm like, okay, you gotta understand, okay, where all those roads lead back. Where do all those roads lead back to?
It doesn't have to be a brand new roster. It's not a brand new roster to UConn.
Exactly.
It's not a brand new roster, at Tennessee, it's not a brand new roster.
At most places, I mean, there's some continuity, you know. I mean, and look, I've had people tell me, okay, privately, that the best thing about this roster, and I'm just going to say this, I don't know if it's true or not, I'm just going to say it, but the best thing about this roster that there are no Hardaways on it, okay? So, you know, that we could be going into a new frontier in terms of management and minutes, and I'm open to that, and that would be great. And that would be great. Like, one of the frustrations last year was just like, dude, just play your
five. There's no Hardaways and no Easts.
There's no Easts and no Hardaways. So this could – I'm open to that. I'm open to the fact that Penny will truly have a clear, you know, vision of his best lineup. And if he does, and these players are as good as we want them to be, then, yeah, they could definitely win the East and go to the tournament. And I think that's good enough. And I think – you know, you would say that's good enough, at least in terms of just, like, moving forward.
Yes,
you know,
100%.
Elevating. That's
give me that. I'll lock it in. Yeah. All right, we're late, John. I appreciate it. I give this a solid B. I think you've done a solid B. No. There was the phone issues, Jeffrey. You got to give it a B minus at best. Got to give it a B. John, I know you're
I accept that.
Yeah, okay.
That was cause for celebration.
Phone
in
issues.
My house.
See you later. C was cause for celebration in his house, or it would be mine.
He must have been watching a lot of Sesame Street.
Hey, if you have a big yard or a piece of land you're taking care of, go check out the smaller Case IH tractors at Mid-South Ag Equipment. Listen, it's fun to shop for a tractor. It's fun to drive a tractor. And you don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less, exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging, like all the fun stuff on a tractor. Forget green. Go Big Red with a smaller Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 in Byhalia. No better time than right now. Go get yourself a tractor. Chris Harrington, when we return, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Jason and John Show.
Bobby Marks, the ESPN NBA front office insider. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on Edie to hold up and be that Steven Adams type. I'm just curious in your confidence level that he'll be able to, as the roster is currently constructed, to be able to hold up.
Yeah, I think you're probably a little more comfortable with him just because it's a guy who's been in school 3 or 4 years and has a ton of experience. Oh, I think it's almost like the NFL draft. If you need a quarterback, and maybe some team has him projected at 22 and you're at 9, then maybe you take him there. So I don't think the kid, just from looking at his demeanor and stuff, I don't think things like that bother him. Being on a big stage, I think we saw it certainly in the championship game against UConn. We saw it in the Elite Eight against Tennessee. Really kind of elevating his game.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station in the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Chicken tacos should only be trusted to chicken professionals.
That's where we come in. Introducing Zaxby's new chicken finger tacos. One comes with pico de gallo and creamy chipotle ranch. And the other comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch. Chicken experts since 1990. Chicken taco experts since now. Order yours today in the Zax Rewards app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Hardworking men need hardworking deodorant. Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet, because we all know our pits aren't the only place we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've ever tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. My patented whole body deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews. And because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando whole body deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
For a limited time, new and returning customers can go to shopmando.com and save up to 30% on products like the Mando Starter Pack, Bourbon Leather Cleansing Bar, and Mount Fuji Solid Deodorant. Plus, get free shipping when you use the Black Friday and July code listed on site. That's shopmando.com to save up to 30% today. That's shopmando.com. See site for details.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm crazy about you, baby.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I chase you down the mountain and I chase you up that creek. I chase you down the Sunday through.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is All the Time, the lead track on country singer Elizabeth Cook's terrific 2010 album, Welder. She is 52 years old today.
Let's see. Got a bunch of things. First of all, it's National Hot Dog Day. The National Hot Dog Council, or whatever they're called, they say that the average American eats 70 hot dogs a year. I think that's a complete bald-faced lie. There's no way that's true. How many hot dogs, roughly, do you eat a year?
Well, that Joey Chestnut guy sort of ruins the curve on that, probably. I would say I eat, on average, like 3 hot dogs a year, probably. I'm not a big hot dog guy.
Right.
I've come back around a little bit because now you can get, like, more. I'm sort of a hot dog snob. Like, I'm really mystery meat kind of stuff I'm not crazy about, and so I don't really trust your generic hot dogs, but, like, you know, I'll buy, like, the Home Place Pastures hot dogs from the farmer's market or at Buster's or whatever. Like, I'll do that. But I'm generally not a big hot dog guy.
At a ballpark? Do you go to eat the hot dog?
No. Like, anything they're pulling out of, like, water? No. Absolutely not.
Not a ballpark. What do you...
I do a brat or, like, an Italian sausage or something like that.
Which is cooked on a grill.
Off the grill or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can buy that. It feels like I am forever asking this question. Zach, now I know you're closely attuned to the betting lines.
Yep.
The line has moved. The Grizzlies are favored tonight, and it has moved more in favor of the Grizzlies. I'm thinking they're pricing in Zach Edey playing.
Yeah, Drew and I talked a little bit about this on the pod yesterday, and we both, you know, felt like he was going to play either tonight or tomorrow night, but not both, but did not have an indication of which. And maybe we miscalculated it. We both thought maybe it would be tomorrow night. They give him an extra day. But maybe they do it the other way. Maybe they play him tonight and, like, rest tomorrow. I think he's going to play one of the two and not both. But I have no particular insight on which it will be.
Is he better than Alex Saar?
I didn't see any of that, but like 0-for-16 is rough. Like in a summer league game, that is rough. I think, well, the thing with Saar is I think the two things that people sort of known on him is A, he's more of a defensive prospect than an offensive prospect.
Right.
And B, he's a long term project. And so
right.
Like who knows? But
yes. First of all, he was 0-15. I think we got to give him credit. He did miss free throws.
Was he? Okay.
Yes, he did miss two free throws as well. He was 0-15.
That 16th shot was going in, though.
That 16th shot was going to go in. It wouldn't even really alarm me if I were a Wiz fan, right? Would it particularly?
If he looks like, if you can't see the signs of anything, him becoming something, that would alarm you. But from what I've gathered, he's looked pretty good defensively. Even though he's not making shots, from what I've read, I haven't watched him, he's looked comfortable like getting into 3-point shots, like being able to get them off. And so this is not a this year thing with Alex Saar. It's a what's he going to be in 5 years, and like who knows what that's going to be.
I know that you were a Hashim Thabeet skeptic from the start, and were vociferous.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was going to be a bust. My thing with Thabeet, as I said at the time, was I thought he was more likely to be, and I'm going to throw out some long ago names that most people don't remember, but that he was more likely. The comps I cited at the time were guys like Samuel Dalembert and Theo Ratliff, who were both like, you know, the 20th best center in the NBA. And so I thought he was more likely to be that than Dikembe Mutombo, and I thought he was very unlikely to be as good as Marc Gasol, who the Grizzlies already had. I did not say this guy can't play, he's going to be a bust. That was not my take on it.
When do you think you became alarmed?
Oh, I think in summer league, yeah, no, because it was you didn't see anything really.
Right.
Like I always remember like watching a summer league game, and this guy named Antonio Harvey, who had played for the Lakers, sort of a journeyman big man, but he was out of the league and he was doing color commentary on one of the Grizzlies summer league games, and Thabeet and Hamed Haddadi were both rookies on that roster. They were both playing in summer league. And Harvey observes, you know, Haddadi is better than Thabeet. And the play-by-play guy started laughing like, ah, ha, ha, that's funny. And Harvey stopped him and said, no, I'm serious. Haddadi is better than Thabeet. You know what? Haddadi was better than Thabeet.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So it feels like we're not going to get Cam Spencer, right? He's hurt. And it feels like maybe Jake LaRavia is shut down. LaRavia. So this could be GG and Zach Edey, which we'd like. That's two very interesting players, right?
Yeah, Cam Spencer's too good for summer league anyway, right?
exactly right.
He has been very good. It is a case where, like, okay, that box is checked. We knew you were good in college. Now we're over here in the summer league. Let's wait till preseason to see if you can keep climbing the ladder. I would hopefully Pippen will play. I would like to see Zach Edey play with a real point guard. I think you get more out of that. You see more out of that. So if he plays, I hope Pippen plays. But if you got, you know, Pippen, Gigi, and Zach Edey out there, hell, if you just got Zach Edey out there, you want to watch it. But if you got those three, especially, like, you know, those are three guys who could be playing in lineups easily in the Grizzlies' regular season.
It is funny. There was a line in Drew wrote about Cam Spencer. Back to Cam real quickly. There was a line in his story that said something like, let me see if I can find it. That they think, where was this line? It was about he's going to be important for the Grizzlies this year, or some, and he's just not, right? I mean, it's just.
Well, you hope he's not. I mean, if he's important for the Grizzlies this year, that could be because he's so good, or it could be because, like, everyone's injured, right? So you sort of hope you don't need Cam Spencer this year. It is interesting to me that he is, you know, he's been playing basically ahead of Jalen Wells on the summer league team. And there could be a situation where, you know, in terms of pecking order and like who matters more, hopefully you don't matter too much that far that deep on the roster. But it could very well be that two-way guys, Scottie Pippen Jr. and Cam Spencer, log more minutes for the Grizzlies than main roster guys, Derrick Rose and Jalen Wells.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a terrific story by Drew, by the way. I'd urge you all to read it about what a lunatic Cam Spencer is. And I can't find that line. I may have made it up. Anyway, okay, that's what we got with the Grizzlies. They play Orlando. An interesting Orlando team, by the way. They got a lot of interesting young players. You were an Anthony Black guy once upon a time, were you not?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it hasn't really happened for him yet, but he also, you know, was a one-year college guy,
right,
who, you know, only going into year two, so we'll see. The issue there is that team just needs more firepower on the perimeter, I think, and that's not him. He's, you know, he's a play defense, move the ball guy. He's not a create offense guy, and, like, they just need more. And they already got, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Jalen Suggs, who are more defense, knock down open shots, not really offense creators. So I don't love the fit for Anthony Black on that team right now, but who knows? Maybe he'll be something, maybe he won't.
Two big picture questions I have for you. One is, well, Adam Silver talked yesterday, and that's where these come from. One, he talked about the second apron, and there's been some complaining now. You see some blowback about this, and people are saying this is they're ruining the. You're not allowed to even keep your own players. You know, you've had the Warriors move on from Clay, you've had the Clippers move on from Paul George, you've had Denver move on from KCP. We like dynasties, we like great teams being together, and this is going to destroy continuity in the league. It's gone too far. What do you make of that criticism?
I think that's a legitimate concern, and I think it wouldn't surprise me if you see, like, rules tweaks proposed to try to, you know, your whole, like, you know, designated player who's not a part of the cap formulation, or, you know, whatever. It wouldn't surprise me to see people try to come up with tweaks to sort of get gnaw at that a little bit. I mean, the main goal of the collective bargaining agreement, my perception, the main goal of it from the league standpoint is to reduce the payroll gaps between the highest and the lowest. And so you got the second apron stuff that's going to push it down at the top, but you've got, you know, a higher, like, minimum salary, and you've got, you know, lower thresholds in terms of the tax. So you're trying to push up from the bottom and push down from the top and not have a real dollar, like $200 million difference between what one team is spending and another team is spending relative to, like, you know, once you factor in luxury tax payments. And so I think the goal of having not, you know, total equality in terms of what everybody spends, but sort of, you know, narrowing the gap, I think is probably good competitively for the league. But there is that downside to it, and I think that's a legitimate thing to keep an eye on.
When are the Grizzlies going to be hit with this such that, like, they're not going to ever pay the second apron, probably, right? I mean,
my expectation is that, yeah, no, that was not even part of my thinking, the second apron.
So when
is part of my thinking and the first apron is part of my thinking, but I wave off the idea that they would ever hit the second apron.
So is there a moment coming in the next couple of years where they're, you know, just not going to be able to keep Jaren, Dez, and Ja?
It's interesting because the cap is going to start rising. The cap didn't rise much this year. It was, you know, it came in lower than projected. But with the new TV deal, everyone assumes you're going to get the full 10% raises in the tax going forward. 10% raise is higher than the 8% raises that max raises that players have in their contracts when they re-sign with their own teams. And so from that standpoint, the tax line should rise higher than player payroll does. But, like, Jaren's not getting a 10% raise. He's getting, like, a 50% raise or whatever, you know, when his contract comes up. I think the Grizzlies, I have looked at this, but I haven't really dug into it.
Right.
I feel like the Grizzlies can re-sign Jaren and keep Ja, Dez, Jaren together without going into a second apron situation. I don't think they can do so and not pay luxury tax, which is something they haven't done in 25 years, you know, and something that they may very well be able to avoid this season. So I think, you know, decisions that they're not used to are headed their way, but I do think they could probably stay out of the second apron territory, I think.
The other thing Adam Silver talked about was expansion, that once they get this TV deal done, they will think about expansion. Expansion is probably good for the Grizzlies in the sense that it's better than relocation. Do you have thoughts on expansion? It feels like, what, Seattle and...
Everyone assumes Seattle and Vegas. Like, I just... I don't love the Vegas. I know Vegas is, you know, players like going there. The summer league's been very successful. I don't love the Vegas idea, you know, partly just because, you know, it's one thing, it's a special attraction. It's another thing, it's like an everyday thing.
Right.
So I don't know whether it'd be successful. Plus, like, you know, what's it been, like 120 degrees there lately? I mean, with an eye on, like, climate change, I'm looking at something more sustainable in terms of where I think things are headed in the country, in terms of population and everything else. But I assume it'll be Seattle and Vegas.
And then finally, you got Team USA plays Serbia today. Interesting piece by Hollinger at the Athletic yesterday, basically saying that the first two warm-ups for the, particularly the one against Canada, were not particularly helpful. That the real challenge, and this is not an original point, I've heard you talk about it before as well, the real challenge is it's a different kind of basketball. And so you want to play, you've got better players who don't know how to play this kind of basketball. So you want to play teams that do play this kind of basketball, and Serbia is one of them. But that what we've seen so far, yeah, sure, the talent might be by better on Team Canada, but that's not the real test for this U.S. team. The U.S. team is trying to figure out how to play this style of basketball.
Yeah, and at some point you get to a stage where it's like single elimination stuff, right?
Right.
And so, like, you know, anything could happen there. And so I do think the talent on this team is A, greater, and B, more functional. I wonder about the Joel Embiid part of it, given his health situation and how helpful that really is. But, you know, I think I would, even with the recent history, I would pick the U.S. team to win the gold medal. But, like, I'm not going to be surprised at all if they don't, because you just got to lose one game at some point, you know? And so I do think it'll be highly competitive basketball, and I haven't been seeking out the exhibition stuff, but all right. I do look forward to the real stuff when it comes.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. What do you think of his, I'm not going to eat hot dogs that are pulled out of boiling water with other whole soupy thing of other hot dog. Like, there's nothing more disgusting than hot dog water, right? I mean, that is disgusting. And the hot dogs have been themselves boiling in that water.
I want to be very clear. I think Chris's position is entirely defensible, and it's probably maybe to a certain degree sensible. I also believe we sign a social contract when eating a hot dog to not ask questions. I think that's baked in.
We're not caring.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you decide to eat a hot dog,
the more you investigate, the worse it's going to be.
I think that's a fair point. We are going to talk to Sam Hardiman next. He had a couple stories that I was really interested in. The latest today, fishing. We were scammed as a city out of $774,000. We will talk to Sam about that. He also had a story about when this giant-ass computer is going to be turned on, which is just kind of an interesting concept, that there will be a day coming soon when they're just going to flip the switch and it's going to be humming along there. Like, it's going to be, and so
all systems go.
All systems go. Like, this feels a little bit like Y2K. You know, like, there's this moment. Are we going to have the lights in Memphis going to flicker? Is our water going to...
Are we going to have, like, the photo op, like, where the...
Is it something? Yeah. Is it going to be like lighting up the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center? What's going to happen here? Anyway, we'll talk to Sam about all that in a moment when we return. Before then, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, call Josh Hysaw. Easy. You know what? Just moments ago, we were talking to John. John would like to get out of his house, but he's worried about getting out of his house. And he doesn't have to be. All he has to do is call Josh Hysaw, like my friend Sarah did. Lives in Memphis. East Memphis, big house, doesn't want to get it fixed up, have all those showings, open houses, suspense, all of that. She called him and asked about Josh Hysaw and asked about his instant offer. Comes over for a walkthrough. Within 48 hours, he bought the home as is and paid in cash. So if you're thinking of selling your house, at least explore Josh Hysaw and his instant cash offer for the full market value of your home. To get in touch with Josh Hysaw, 901-461-8147 is the phone number, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. That's joshhasthebuyers.com. Sam Hardiman, when we return, Jeff Calkinshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Always free.
I mean, it's free to just turn on.
Always on your radio.
So I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, I listen to 92.9 every day.
Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. and dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down, just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months for new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
If you want a great experience, you need to go to Genesis.
Meet Kendall Womble, who shopped several other jewelry stores but ended up at Genesis Diamonds with a bigger, better quality diamond for less.
Based on what I had seen elsewhere, I didn't know that this size diamond would be possible for me to have on my finger.
Are you ring shopping? Genesis Diamonds has one of the nation's largest selections of GIA certified diamonds at the guaranteed best prices, bar none.
You're going to get the most value for your dollar at Genesis Diamonds. You're going to get the best customer service in town and probably in the entire state.
And that's what Kendall really loved. The personal attention, the relaxed environment, the no pressure shopping experience.
This jewelry store was like home. It wasn't walking into corporate America. Nothing's a sales pitch here. It's all genuine. They're like a family.
Genesis Diamonds.
There would be no reason that I could ever think of that you would not go to Genesis first. And if you leave Genesis and try to shop around, you will come back to Genesis.
Memphis's direct diamond importer at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian on Twitter or at Sam Hardiman. Sam, it's National Hot Dog Day. We're doing a little bit. We're surveying all of our guests today. The National Hot Dog, Big Hot Dog, says that Americans eat 70 hot dogs a year on average. I say that's a lie. You're just the reporter to have gotten to the bottom of it, but you've had your been distracted by other matters. But how many hot dogs do you eat a year?
Not quite 70.
Close?
But, I mean, there have been definitely years over 70. I mean, there was a period in time of my life when I was a young reporter living alone in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And I probably ate, there was a period of time I was definitely eating 12 to 15 hot dogs a week.
It's sort of hot dogs is sort of
in retrospect.
Sort of like ramen. Hot dogs serve the same role as ramen would, basically. They're cheap.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Now, like there's a great hot dog stand that is outside City Hall, and when I'm there on council days, I will frequent that. He also comes outside our office in East Memphis, and when I see him out there, I'll go frequent that. So, like, I don't know, man. I had three hot dogs when I went to a baseball game like 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I eat a lot of hot dogs.
You had three at a single baseball game?
I mean, I've been known to have five or six, so three is not too many.
Well, maybe you're the reason that the rest of us are averaging 70. Like, this is very... What's the name of the stand, by the way? Well, shout out, do you know the name of the stand, the hot dog stand? That...
No, that's why I'm a little upset that I don't know the name of the stand. I just know it by sight. I'll find it, I'll tweet it, and hopefully 92.9 can share it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, onward to bigger onward to bigger and better things. This has been a revelation. Much like what you discovered about me and socks the other day. So let's discuss this story, another sort of electric story.
Do your listeners know about you and socks?
We can get to that.
Have you covered that before?
I don't even think Jeffrey, here's the story. I don't wear socks often. Sam was surprised to hear this the other day.
You wear a lot of slip-ons.
And I said my sock collection, I have a basket that has socks in it. I just match them up when I need them, right? Whatever. I don't keep them matched in my drawer or anything. I just have literally a laundry basket with socks in them. And occasionally, on the rare occasion that I need socks, I'll go in and find two socks that seem like they vaguely match, whether they be white or whether they be dark. Is that so outlandish?
It's certainly irregular, but it pretty much fits right on par.
Sam, were you appalled? Well, you said there was no judgment, but there was clearly judgment.
No, there is no judgment, Jeff, and you're trying to buttonhole me into being judgmental here, and I'm not. I'm just fascinated because you're a fascinating human being, and this is like another idiosyncrasy that I just find really interesting about you.
I don't even think it's that strange. There's lots of people who don't wear socks, aren't there, Jeffrey, or don't typically wear socks? No.
Not dudes, really.
Not dudes. All dudes wear socks.
Yeah, usually.
Well, there you go. All right, well, maybe so. I'll move it. Moving on, you had an electric story today. It just boggles the mind. Phishing scam in 2022 cost Memphis taxpayers $773,000. Explain what happened.
Yeah, so in 2022, and details are sketchy, and I'll be asking for more details. Not because people are being sketchy and giving them to me. It's slow to, you know, sort of paint the full picture. What happened in 2022 is Zellner Construction had an existing, they had several existing contracts with the city of Memphis to do a lot of work for the city of Memphis, a locally based contracting firm. They were getting paid on a regular basis by the city. Someone impersonated Zellner Construction and a city staffer paid this scammer, this alleged scammer, $773,000, $649 and some cents. And by the time the city realized that this was a scammer, I believe they were actually alerted to it by Zellner because Zellner was not getting paid for their work and was wondering what that was about. The window to elapse and to recover this automated clearinghouse transaction had gone away. And so taxpayers were out. The city did not recoup any of this money. So taxpayers were out $773,000.
How is it noted? There was a paragraph here in the story. Again, you can read it at the Daily Memphian. The loss occurred more than 2 years ago and was not acknowledged at any time at the time or at any time during former Memphis Mayor Strickland's administration. Memphis Mayor Paul Young's administration returned a June 24, 2024 records request referring to the alleged scam. So is this... I'm just reading between the lines. Strickland didn't acknowledge it because it happened on his watch, and Mayor Young did because it didn't happen on his watch.
So let me give people a little bit of context here. So, like, my job is to be around City Hall, to be bothering people around City Hall. And, you know, I had heard rumor of this for some time.
Okay.
And had never gotten enough detail to put in a records request, so to speak. And then... You know, during a city council meeting, a budget hearing this spring, a city council person acknowledged that there had been such a scam and put it into the public space. And, you know, my little quick fingers filed a records request probably about 5 minutes later, and the Young administration fulfilled that request. And so, yeah, I mean, this was a substantial loss from the city of Memphis. I mean, $773,000. We're talking about, you know, roughly about 1% of the budget. You know, really, that's what you're talking about. You know, the city's got about an $800 billion budget. And so, you know, it's a big, big deal. And it's a real amount of money. And so it did not get acknowledged at the time. I've heard conflicting, and I can't really report what happened to the employee in question here. I've heard conflicting sort of pieces of information on that, and that's not in the story because I don't know what happened. But yeah, that's what occurred, Jeff.
All right, and the explanation was that things were looser during COVID. Is that an explanation you've been given?
That's what I was told. Yeah, that's the explanation I was told by the city of Memphis. You know, one of the things that I'll probably be following up on, and I hope other media do too, is what exactly are the processes in place when money is wired at the city of Memphis, whether it's $10,000, $10, or, you know, $100,000 or even more, like in this case, because, you know, for example, private businesses have a lot of redundancy built into them when large checks are transferred, et cetera. I mean, our own business has controls, right? And so it just would do well. We should know, the public should know what controls there are, and that's something I'm going to be following up on.
Okay. You and Sophia Surratt had a story, the supercomputer to turn on mid-August. And I have this vision of this giant, you know, lever that they're going to pull, like it's the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting up. And who knows, maybe our lights across the city of Memphis will all flicker when this happens. What is what is happening, Sam, when this computer is turning on? And is there any particular significance to it? It is kind of amazing. Like, we only heard about this thing 2 months ago or whatever it was, and now all of a sudden it's about to be activated.
Yeah, so I don't expect, first of all, that the lights will flicker in Memphis. First of all, I want to make that clear. Right. When this thing turns on, while it adds, you know, 5% to Memphis Light, Gas, and Water's daily load, okay, it is not going to be on the grid probably when this thing turns on. In the sense of, if you read our reporting at the Daily Memphian, we're the only outlet in this community to report this. And so if you're getting your information elsewhere, you're not getting all the information. And that's not a subtweet, that's just saying, read the Daily Memphian because we have this information. The supercomputer at first will not be powered on the electric grid. It is going to be powered, a person familiar with the matter has told us, by gas turbines that have been installed on the site. These gas turbines mean natural gas engines, essentially, that generate power. And the part of that is the speed at which they've operated. They are not yet ready to be on the Tennessee Valley Authority grid and the Memphis Light, Gas, and Water grid. And so, essentially, they will be powering themselves. XAI will be powering themselves with natural gas that they'll be buying as an MLG&W, Memphis Light, Gas, and Water gas customer. But they will be powering this facility with those gas turbines and in a temporary way. And so, the light shouldn't flicker because it's really not going to be on the system.
I see. And what this means is, and it's a really interesting story, the company has hired 114 employees of the projected 280 to 320. So we're going to be up and running here. Here's one paragraph really intrigued me, the last paragraph. And while XAI plans to expand, the lack of available power on TVA's electric grid could prevent it from considering Memphis or Tennessee. So when I read that, I was vaguely deflated because I'm like, this is great. We're getting XAI. But I thought the whole idea was more is going to come. Hey, unpack that paragraph for me.
Yeah. So what people need to understand is like 100 megawatt load, which is XAI is projected to be about 150 megawatts, give or take, you know, plus or minus 10 megawatts. However, that's a really substantial industrial user of electricity. In order for them to expand further in Memphis or elsewhere, they're going to need more power than that, right? And that means they could get up to, I wouldn't even hazard a guess how much power they would be. But right now, there are constraints on the TVA system in terms of the supply of power that TVA has available. And that doesn't mean that the grid that all of us use is about to come down around us. I don't want people to be alarmed by that. But if you're a major industrial user and you think of, you know, essentially, XAI is the equivalent of a medium-sized town in terms of electric load in a lot of ways, okay? There aren't that many more medium-sized towns that can get added to the TVA grid without TVA building pretty rapidly a lot more capacity in terms of supply. And I'm going to get really nerdy here, but when things are really hot like they've been in recent weeks and, you know, the power system is peaking, the TVA power grid is peaking, what TVA is relying on, you can find this on the Energy Information Administration website is they are importing power from neighboring grids. Essentially, they are buying power from neighboring grids. And that is how they are helping keep the lights on. Okay. And they're also ramping up sort of backup power at the same time. And so in order to really expand, you know, for Musk-related companies to really expand in Memphis or in Tennessee, TVA's grid probably needs more juice, essentially. Not more juice in terms of voltage, but more energy supply, more power plants, whether that's solar, whether that's imported wind. You really can't rely on wind power around here. Building more natural gas, you know, building more nuclear takes a very long time, but is maybe a possible way to do it. Like, that's what we're really talking about
here. I guess my larger question then is that, does this limit the economic impact that XAI will ultimately have? Is the ceiling going to be put there by the lack of available power?
I think that's a great question. And what I would say is it could be, right? Let's keep in mind that, you know, what we're talking about here is someone, you know, close to the company saying this to a media outlet. Okay.
Right.
You know, let's not pretend that, you know, sometimes people aren't using us in the media for leverage.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not saying maybe this is happening here, but I have to have eyes wide open to it. Maybe this is part of signaling to TVA, get your button gear. Let's add some power capacity here.
Okay.
You know, so yes, it could be a cap on the ceiling. It also could be some negotiation.
And then finally, and I'm going to be accused here of just talking about this to pump ratings. But I gather our bond rating has been reduced.
Not our rating, but our outlook. Go ahead.
Our outlook. Explain bond rating, outlook, all of that. Take me through what has happened. It doesn't seem good.
It's not great. And yeah, definitely going to really boost your ratings here. what is happening is essentially the city budget, was not great in the fiscal year 2024, okay? And the city really relied on its rainy day fund to make the FY 2024, the budget that we just exited, the one that ended on June 30th, whole. And Fitch Ratings, which is new information to the public, no reporters reported this, but Fitch Ratings says that the city used $74.5 million of what was $114 million in its rainy day fund to balance the budget. And Fitch Ratings was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going to revise your outlook to negative. We think that is a negative thing for your financial health, city of Memphis. And while we're going to keep your AA bond rating, which is a solid, very good bond rating, in the future, we could downgrade you because we need to see some things change. And really what Fitch said in his commentary, and you can find this online, just go a couple of keystrokes, Fitch rating, city of Memphis. Essentially, they need to see structural changes in the budget. They need to see the city's rainy day fund grow again in order to be a place where they're not going to consider downgrading the city of Memphis' bond rating. And why does a bond rating matter? Well, if the city were to get downgraded, that means that the new debt that they would issue, stuff that they're paying for parks, the paving of the roads, et cetera, that means that the borrowing cost of that, it's just like your mortgage rate going up. It means you're paying more interest for what you need to buy. And that's why people should care.
Sam? Thanks very much, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Essential reading here about the city of Memphis. You can read him over at the Daily Memphian. So there you go. In the meantime, Jeffrey, I don't think we'll go straight to the end here. Do you want to take a break? Or did you build in a break?
I have one built in, but
all right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Nick Saban has been talking to Kalen DeBoer at SEC Media Days, and so we will get into that when we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Experience the passion of Memphis sports with 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app. Your source for all things Tigers, Grizzlies, the SEC, and the NFL. A legacy of sports lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month, plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV, and price subject to change.
You know, Kathy, when my friends shop for insurance, they usually say, I am so over this. Ugh.
What they should be saying is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle.
Kathy and her team are great. They understand your frustrations with rising costs. Reach out and ask them to help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you.
901-767-7744. Remember, I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
It's the season for fun, sun, and savings at the Volkswagen Savvy Summer Sales Event. Going on now at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike, and I've got Jason, the main man marshal, on the phone to give you the lowdown.
Randy, I've got the 2024 Taos SE, $299 a month, 36 miles per gallon on the highway. 2024 Atlas Peak Editions, $5,000 off or just 0.9% APR for 60 months. And the new 2024 Tiguan's, $3,000 off or just 1.9% APR for 60 months. And the list of savings goes on and on at Gossett Volkswagen on Covenant Pike. And remember, no reasonable offer will be refused.
Summer fun has begun. Ask for Jason, the main man marshal, at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online at GossettVWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging forward and charging less every day.
Taos MSRP 30,811, P4250 VW customer cash rebate, 750 Gossett discount, P1 $2,500 rebate, VW customer cash rebate, 500 Gossett discount. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details with approved credit. Dealer stock only. Offer expires end of the month.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. If you've got something that needs framing, I got the place for you, Frame Corner Memphis, right there on Park Avenue. You can walk in and buy a frame, certainly, but what they really specialize in is custom framing. And I've told you stories now about, you know, Dan Barron, who worked here, who had fishing lures framed, guy in Jonesboro who drove in because he had arrowheads that needed framing, Paul Cowers over at Oak Hall. He had his dad's letter sweaters that needed framing. When you're framing something, you're preserving it forever. You're making memories. It is Frame Corner Memphis. They do a spectacular job of custom framing. Phone numbers, I mean, they're at 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Mentioned earlier that we had a great scene at SEC Media Days where Nick Saban was interviewing Kalen DeBoer. How'd that go, Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeff, this from Ross Dellinger. This was on the SEC Network studio show. Nick Saban with Kalen DeBoer sitting on the desk. Saban tells DeBoer, I'm never going to criticize you, before gesturing to McElroy, also on the set. McElroy, he says, he thinks he should be calling the plays. So far, the Saban TV thing's working pretty well.
Saban, Belichick, who's better at TV?
I think Saban, because he's a little bit more polished. Like, he's done more of it. So far, though, I think the early
Saban's
returns
better.
On Belichick have been good, though. I think they both... I kind of had a feeling that Saban was going to be good because...
Belichick is good because he's Belichick, right? Because he's got this sort of gruff thing. Saban's actually reasonably charming.
Yeah, Belichick's been showing, like, you can tell there's probably some softening of the image because he thinks that part of the reason he didn't get a job.
Well, but that's what the other thing's interesting about this, is that they're doing it totally for different reasons.
Correct.
Saban is doing it to have something to do, to be involved in football because he loves football and because he actually likes it.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have to do it. So he wouldn't do it if he didn't like it. Belichick, you get the sense he's doing it purely instrumentally. To rehab his image.
And to stay in the limelight.
When Dallas or Buffalo or who else?
Philly could come open.
When some team that is expected, that needs to take the next step, does not take the next step, he will be the guy there ready to pick up the pieces.
Yes. Now, will that work? I don't know.
By the time we are on tomorrow, the Open will be underway.
Indeed, Jeff.
That'll happen in the middle of the night. But we'll have
12:30 will be the first tee time.
And so there you go. What else is coming up on 92.9 today?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. It is Wednesday, so that means that Norton Hurd will join Jason. David Cobb's going to join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Wednesday, so Cobb will also join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
So I think the show is a solid B, Jeffrey, don't you?
I like summer,
honestly, if you're grading it on its curve, I'm giving it a B+.
I think that's 100% true.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back and we'll try again tomorrow. For now, work is done.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Uh-huh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit visit FrankCornerMemphis.com.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman's brother, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet. Because we all know our pits aren't the only places we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. Her patented whole body deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews. And because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando Whole Body Deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
For a limited time, new and returning customers can go to shopmando.com and save up to 30% on products like the Mando Starter Pack, Bourbon Leather Cleansing Bar, and Mount Fuji Solid Deodorant. Plus, get free shipping when you use the Black Friday in July code listed on site. That's shopmando.com to save up to 30%.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.